Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Thursday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on today. We appreciate that. If you're looking to secure your financial future, let me give you a couple of ways to do it. Tomorrow night, Mega Millions, $43 million, $20 million, that is your cash option. Then on Saturday, Powerball, $47 million, $21.8 million cash option. Both of these games, 10 o'clock, and you can play wisely. And I always say to you, good luck. All right, Austin, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, veterans needing free benefits, they're now available. The Escambia County Vet Services Office providing assistance on a first-come, first-served basis at no charge, may I add. No appointment is required. Here's a number to call, 850-595-2409. Visit VSO at myescambia.com, or you can do it in person, 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex. You can take care of that and feel pretty good about yourself. All right, Florida's DEP made a lot of people happy this week, releasing $25 million for regional water supply infrastructure projects. The funding for 13 projects across the region will assist in water supply resilience, reduce water loss, ensure residents have dependable access to drinking water, and essential resources for firefighting. And yes, it is. It's springtime and for sale signs popping up in front of homes across Northwest Florida. However, it's certainly not the cheapest or the best time to buy a home. Average 30-year mortgage rate now 6.75%, which remains high. Many analysts predict that the mortgage rates will linger around that level for now.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure and your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital offering a free Sky High Silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Do not leave your future to chance. Again, that is betternestegg.com. Looking at the roads here, we do have some heavy congestion still on Pine Forest Road. This is going to be if you are traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound heading towards I-10. So both the north and southbound lanes in that area still with heavy backup at this time. Also have some issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, sitting at around 74 degrees, it's going to be a low of 70 this evening. Tomorrow, temperature-wise, going to be pretty similar, high of 77, low of 69.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, let me just drop this in here. Mortgage rates are higher and remain below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting that average 30-year, I mentioned to you a second ago, 6.75%. Average rate on the 15-year is 6.14%.
All right. And the state being sued over a new immigration law. Some immigrants' rights groups filed suit yesterday in federal court in Miami over Senate Bill 4C, which makes it illegal for undocumented immigrants to enter or re-enter the state. The plaintiffs say that it is unconstitutional.
Okay, the Florida House and Senate advanced budgets Wednesday with a lot of inconsistency in a variety of spending areas. The House spending plan, $113 billion. $5.6 billion less than the current budget and $4.4 billion lower than the Senate's proposal. The massive difference mainly comes from the $5 billion cut to the sales tax the House is pushing forward on, something the Senate plan does not include.
And Governor Ron DeSantis wants to give veteran law enforcement officers a hefty pay raise. He's proposing a 25% raise for seasoned officers. The Florida Highway Patrol says that there are only 1,800 state troopers, but there are more than 7 million registered vehicles in the state. So far, there's no bill on DeSantis' proposal, but the legislative session ends on May 2nd.
Okay, technology companies are identifying the first social media platforms covered under Florida's new law banning services for young teens, Snapchat, and YouTube. The new filing submitted in U.S. District Court in Tallahassee relaunched the landmark legal case seeking to overturn the state law, which bans some social media accounts for teens younger than 16 or for 14 and 15-year-olds without a parent's permission.
And it's an unfortunate headline, but it's one that we need to remind you of. A Hardy County woman heading to prison for the hot car death of a child. A Polk County judge today sentenced Tracy Nix to 5 years for leaving a child unattended in a vehicle, causing great bodily harm. Her seven-month-old granddaughter died in November of 2022 after Nix left her in the backseat of her car upon returning home from lunch with friends. We're getting an update on this story at around the same time that we have our temperatures creeping back into the low 80s here. So just parents out there, keep in mind, it doesn't take much for a kid to get overheated. You got to keep track of where your children are and how long they're in that hot car.
You're absolutely 100% correct on that one. Also, here's something to put on your calendar. Get a behind-the-scenes look at the EOC. You know, we talk about the Emergency Operations Center all the time.
Right.
Wouldn't you like to go behind the walls and see what actually happens? You can. Saturday, April 12th, Escambia EMS holding an open house. Happens from noon to 4 at the Escambia County Public Safety Building, called the EOC Building, on North W Street.
All righty, 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got a deep dive into some national headlines for you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Planning to buy or sell a home? Don't let unlicensed individuals put your investment at risk. Watch out for deals that sound too good to be true. Be suspicious if someone refuses to show you a property, won't identify potential buyers, or pressures you. Your home and money are too valuable. Before you work with a real estate professional, verify their license. Visit myfloridalicense.com to learn more.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Yeah, it's like Feats Don't Fool and Fail Me Now. The song you just played. It's kind of a dancing type song, you know.
Yeah.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Austin Price over there. I'm Chris Bryan. Stocks ending down today as the fallout from the terrorists shake up the markets. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks plunge with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 falling deeper into correction territory after President Trump unveiled his wide-ranging tariff plan. The president announcing sweeping tariffs of 10% on imports and much higher levies on about 60, including China and the European Union, fueling global recession fears. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Johnson & Johnson, and McDonald's. The worst Dow decliners, Apple, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow falling 1,679 points, the NASDAQ lower by 1,050, S&P 500 down 274. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Once again, mortgage rates higher today, remaining below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reports the average rate, 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.75. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.14. There is a mixed report on the job market today, and Fox's Jenny Casola is all over it.
Fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits last week. New claims declined by 6,000 to 219,000. Assigned layoffs remain modest, though it appears to be harder to find a new job. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose to 1.9 million. It's the highest level since November of 2021. Separately, there were 564 former federal civilian employees filing for benefits March 22nd, a decline from the week before. However, outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says U.S.-based employers announced 60% more cuts in March than February, with cuts dominated by the Department of Government Efficiency. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your national notes in just a moment. But first, looking at the roads here, still got some pretty heavy backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound towards I-10. Both the north and southbound lanes in that area very heavily congested at this time. Also still have some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 70 tonight. We got a high surf advisory, so keep that in mind. Tomorrow, temperature-wise, going to be pretty similar to today, high of 77. Low of 69.
Okay, national weather is not looking so pretty, especially across the Midwest. Dangerous flash floods, tornadoes hitting the Midwest and parts of the South. Robert Ray has this report from Charleston, Missouri.
A flash flood emergency in so many different cities. But Paducah last night, where we spent and covered and reported last night, was equally as dangerous, as the tornado sirens went off for hours and winds were whipping sideways rain. The atmosphere looked like essentially just a lightning bolt nonstop for hours. And it was very dangerous as people took shelter on the first floors of any structures that they could, and damage this morning that we saw near the airport there. You have to be careful. Do not drive into these roads.
And speaking of weather conditions, forecasters say that the upcoming hurricane season will be another busy one. That's according to researchers at Colorado State University. They're calling for a slightly above average season, with 17 named storms, nine hurricanes, and four major storms of Category 3 or higher. CSU released its annual outlook today ahead of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, which starts June 1st.
Okay, 627 News Radio 92.3. I always like to talk about the positives of our neighbors to the west. New data from the nation's report card showing improving numbers for the state of Alabama. Lydia Hugh has more on the report.
Before the pandemic, Alabama ranked dead last when it came to fourth grade math. Now they're standing out for having the highest gains in the country. Reading also for fourth grade. That was near the bottom of the pack. Now they're solidly in the middle. What is the secret to this success? The state leadership tells us it's something called the Alabama Numeracy Act that required every school in the state to hire a math coach at work behind the scenes to help the teachers develop really innovative and engaging lesson plans that help the kids stay involved.
And just mentioned hurricanes a moment ago. No hurricanes will carry the names Helene, Milton, or Beryl ever again. The World Meteorological Organization this week retired the names, replacing them with Holly, Miguel, and Brianna. Hurricane names are repeated every 6 years unless they are so deadly that their names are permanently pulled from the rotation.
All right. Amazon preparing to send a fleet of satellites into space to provide internet service for customers. Here's Gary Baumgarten.
More than two dozen satellites will be launched to an altitude of 280 miles. Amazon says once the satellites are freed from the rocket, they will begin a series of automated steps to activate their onboard systems and position themselves to provide the service. Amazon says Project Kuiper will provide high-speed, low-latency internet to almost any location on Earth. Earliest launch date from Cape Canaveral is April the 9th. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And former Vice President Mike Pence going to be presented with the John F. Kennedy Profile and Courage Award. This is taking place on May 4th in Boston. It's for his decision to certify Joe Biden's 2020 presidential victory on January 6, 2021, despite rioting at the Capitol. The presentation will be made at the Kennedy Library by Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of JFK. Pence said that he is humbled and honored to receive the award.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrived at his first NATO summit, promising to push the alliance to greater military strength. Here's Jonathan Savage with the details.
The U.S. is in NATO to stay, but allies must play their part. That from Secretary of State Marco Rubio at a meeting in Brussels.
The only way NATO can get stronger and more viable is if our partners, the nation states that comprise this important alliance, have more capability.
He says members should spend up to 5% of GDP on defense. Secretary Rubio backed up by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
European allies and Canada need to spend more.
The Secretary of State also criticizing what he calls media hysteria and hyperbole about President Trump's intentions towards NATO. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, and breaking business news this afternoon, and this is pretty big stuff here. One of New Orleans' prestigious law firms, Phelps, confirming this afternoon that on May 1st, it will combine with Beggs & Lane, oldest law firm here in Pensacola, operating as Phelps. This will expand the regional law firm to more than 425 lawyers located in 17 offices. Big growth there. Okay, coming up in about 7 minutes, Austin and I will take a dive into sports on News Radio 92.3. And have yourself a great afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump's tariffs shaking up Wall Street investors, resulting in the largest one-day losses since the COVID pandemic in 2020. The Dow dropped 1,679 points, while the NASDAQ was down 1,050, losing 6% of its value. Aboard Air Force One, Trump says the tariffs will spur a comeback in American manufacturing.
There are no tariffs if you build your plant or you build your product, make your product in the U.S.
But Democrats like Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the tariffs will wreck the economy. He says Trump is walking us into the dumbest and most avoidable recession in history. A federal district judge is blocking the Trump administration from cutting $11 billion in COVID-era health care spending.
23 states and the District of Columbia had asked for the restraining order against the cuts, saying the loss of money would devastate public health infrastructure.
That's Fox's Jill Nadeau. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks suffered major losses today on Wall Street after President Trump's tariffs went into effect. The Dow lost 1,679 points, the S&P 500 off the pace 274, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 1,050. The three major indexes dropped anywhere from 4 to 6%. Canada will impose 25% tariffs on vehicles imported from the U.S., according to Prime Minister Mark Carney. The move matches the president's tariffs on imported vehicles. Carney says the tariffs will not affect auto parts or vehicle content from Mexico. Fintech startup Plaid today announcing a new funding round valuing the company at $6 billion. That's down from $13.4 billion in 2021. The downsized valuation is a reflection of market conditions, according to its CEO. Crude oil futures for May under $67 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Some are saying that teams picking early in the NFL draft should pass on Cam Ward and Shador Sanders and wait until next year to take a swing at Arch Manning. One problem, though. Adam Schefter recently said there's no guarantee that Arch will declare for the draft next season. So even if Arch lives up to the hype this college football season, and especially with the current climate of NIL and how particular the Manning family could be, I wouldn't be shocked if you have to wait a little bit longer for Arch. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's March matchups at BetMGM. Lock in your picks for this year's tournament with the sportsbook born in Vegas. Get into the game with exciting state-of-the-art live tracking technology, exclusive sportsbook selections, and so much more. Check out BetMGM Originals for dozens of markets you won't find anywhere else. Take a shot at our exciting free-to-play games for your chance at scoring odds boost tokens, bonus bets, and many other prizes. Experience college hoops like never before with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Some U.S. promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements and rewards may vary. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Fort Cancer Event, benefiting the American Cancer Society at Saposi Event Center, is Friday evening. Enjoy the food, cocktails, live entertainment, and exciting auctions. See ForkCancerPensacola.org for event details. The 15th annual Navy Federal 5K is Saturday, benefiting the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation in downtown Pensacola. Please see visitpensacola.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Today was your last day, tomorrow was
too late. Could you say goodbye yesterday? Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.437 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now, getting ready to dive into some sports this afternoon. But before I do that, let me go ahead and do the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Yeah, you bet it is. Today is National Burrito Day. Makes me hungry thinking about this. The day celebrates everyone's appreciation for those lovely burritos. The Mexican dish is popular all over the world, but get this one. It's only been offered in American restaurants since the 1930s. 65 nonprofits along the U.S. With the U.S. Navy and Air Force going to be providing free resources. This is going to happen at Fred Levin Wayfest, a celebration of giving. The event scheduled 11 a.m. April 13th, not this Sunday, next Sunday, near the intersection of Palafox and Government Streets. What they do is they put a big stage up at that intersection. It's very cool. And honors Fred Levin, who passed away in January of 2021. And the Blue Wahoos, featuring new concession items for the 25 season, plus a new grab-and-go automated storefront. They do that right there on the main concourse. Pensacola gets the 25 season underway tomorrow, hosting the Biloxi Shuckers. First pitch going out at 6:05.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Good thing we were talking about the Wahoos.
Yeah,
what timing
nice lead-in, wasn't it?
Yeah. The Valero Texas Open is underway. This week's PGA Tour event going down at TPC San Antonio. Akshay Bhatia won last year's event, and he's in the field once again. Minwoo Lee won last week's Houston Open and is sitting out this week.
Okay, just to remind you, Tate Aggie Softball's annual strikeout cancer game is tomorrow. This is a big event. The team has raised over $200,000 for the fight against cancer. The Lady Aggies will host the West Florida Jaguars. The junior varsity goes at 5 and then varsity at 7. There's no advance ticket sales. Admission is donations only at the gate.
All righty. And also want to give you one last reminder today. Westwood One Sports coverage of the NCAA Men's Tournament is on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and you can get the ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola being, of course, your home for March Madness this basketball season. The Final Four begins Saturday.
Okay, how about this, brother? How about, was that a good plug? Hey, brother, come on, brother.
Good enough. If someone doesn't know where you're going with the story, that sounds really random.
Yeah, it probably does. Fans lined up around a Texas liquor store hours ahead of a visit from Hulk Hogan. I'm with you, brother. Who's promoting his real American brand beer. Here's Angela Sheen in Cedar Park with more.
I got 2 hours of sleep.
Ryan Flores was first in line. He got there at 7 a.m. That's 8 hours ahead of the event. A committed fan.
I got in trouble a lot in school for shouting Hogan quotes, and my teachers, like, go to the principal's office. I'm like, well, you don't know what you're gonna do, brother.
Fans got to take pictures with him and get a signed case of beer. But Hulk Hogan hasn't been without controversy. He was booed off stage earlier this year at an event in California. At a meet and greet in upstate New York a few weeks ago, fans were upset when he left early.
And the Dodgers now hold the record for the best start to a season by a defending World Series champ in MLB history. The previous record belonged to the 1933 Yankees. They started their season 7-0. Well, the Dodgers now 8-0, and they just swept the Atlanta Braves at Dodger Stadium on Wednesday night. I believe, and I mentioned this to you earlier this afternoon, Chris, I think the Atlanta Braves are still winless this year. I think they're 0-7 at my last check.
Time to go to Google, I guess.
Yeah, what's that about?
Figure that one out. Okay, while we're... working on the thread of Yankees, the name Steinbrenner has to kind of flow in there.
Sure, sure.
Of course, got a ballpark down in Tampa, Steinbrenner Field. Well, the Rays are using that ballpark, by the way, because they need a new roof for their stadium. Tropicana destroyed in St. Pete after that storm moved through there. Jared Max has more on this.
After the home stadium of the Tampa Bay Rays, Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida, was severely damaged by Hurricane Milton last October, it forced the Major League team to scramble to find a stadium to play this season. The Rays went with Steinbrenner Field, the spring training home for the Yankees in Tampa. Next season, though, the Rays hope to be back at the Trop. The St. Petersburg City Council voted 7-1 Thursday to allocate $22.5 million to pay for a new roof. St. Petersburg Mayor Beth Herendeen said, "By getting started when we start, it builds us the leeway and the opportunity to get it done in time." The city hopes construction on the new roof at Tropicana Field can start in June. The material of the roof will be thicker than the previous version. Once it is installed, other repairs inside the stadium can be made. Jared Max, Fox News.
And USA Fencing disqualifying a female athlete for refusing to fight a transgender opponent. Stephanie Turner discarded her mask and took a knee ahead of her bout against Redmond Sullivan at an NCAA event in Maryland last weekend. Turner told the ref, "I'm sorry, I cannot do this. I am a woman and this is a man and this is a women's tournament." USA Fencing said in a statement that its responsibility is to ensure all athletes compete under the same rules, and its goal is to expand access to the sport of fencing and create inclusive, safe spaces.
News Radio 92.3. It's getting up close to 6 o'clock, 6:42 now. Let's talk a little NHL, if you don't mind.
Let's.
Big things getting ready to happen. Impossible by 3 games. It does a hat trick. Could be in 1 game. We're talking about Washington Capitals' Alex Ovechkin. Another step closer to making history in the NHL. Here's Joe Morgan.
Alex Ovechkin is a hat trick away from history. Ovechkin moved to within 3 goals of breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL record on Wednesday, scoring goal number 892 of his career. The 39-year-old scored in the second period of the Capitals' 5-1 loss to the Hurricanes. Despite missing 16 games due to a broken fibula, Ovechkin is 1 goal away from reaching 40 in a season for the 14th time in his career, which is also a record. After lighting the lamp Tuesday night against the Bruins, Ovechkin has scored in back-to-back regular season games for the 60th time. The Capitals have 7 games remaining for Ovechkin to pass the great one. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All righty. Did want to touch on this very quickly here because this is actually a shocking twist, at least for me. Who knows? Maybe I haven't been paying enough attention. New York City Mayor Eric Adams launching his reelection campaign as an independent. Adams released a video this morning, one day after a federal judge dismissed federal charges against him, saying that he's going to forego the Democratic Party. The mayor says the dismissal of the case dragged on too long, making it impossible for him to mount a primary campaign. And he went on to say he believes the city is better served by truly independent leadership.
Yeah, you weren't late or anything. I just broke this morning, so you were right on target.
Well, what I mean is, like, I'm just surprised he's doing a quote-unquote rebrand like that.
Yeah, and it happened pretty fast, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, an investigation is underway into Prince Harry's former charity. A lot of things going on with this one. Here's Michelle Polino.
Britain's charity regulator has launched an investigation into Sentebale, the African charity Prince Harry co-founded, following his resignation amid a dispute with Chair Sophie Chandauka. Harry quit on March 26, claiming the board-chair relationship was beyond repair. Chandauka later accused him of leading a bullying campaign and blamed his Netflix deal for disrupting fundraising. Harry, who co-founded the charity in memory of his mother, Princess Diana, said he hopes the inquiry uncovers the truth. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We still do have some very heavy backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. That congestion still pushing you back to 9 Mile Road, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a similar day, high of 77, low of 69.
So we're talking about weather, are we? Well, several states in the Midwest and the Mid-South are under a flash flood. Watch as severe weather continues. Janice Dean, Fox Weather, is in.
We have a weather emergency underway for many states with the potential for life-threatening catastrophic flash flooding for cities across the central U.S. through the Ohio Valley and Mid-South. Over a foot of rain will fall through Sunday, filling up rivers and streams and bringing torrential downpours. Meanwhile, severe weather also ongoing for the next few days with large hail, damaging winds, and strong tornadoes. Behind this system, a snowstorm is unfolding for sections of the Rockies through the central and northern high plains. Please pay close attention to your local weather forecasts and Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And ICE releasing a Venezuelan man trying to give his brother a life-saving kidney transplant. Jose Gregorio Gonzalez has spent the last month in the custody of U.S. Immigration in Indiana. He was detained after accompanying his brother to a kidney dialysis appointment. Gonzalez has been his brother's caregiver ever since coming to the U.S. a year ago, and immigration officials were monitoring him after being released on humanitarian parole.
Okay, 6:47. Yeah, it's rough being a caregiver, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a lot of dedication. Canada is reacting to President Trump's tariffs on their goods by imposing their own tariffs.
Keep Take going. That!
There you go. Jill Nato has more on it.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney didn't mince words when it came to President Trump's tariffs.
The president's actions will reverberate here in Canada
and across the world.
Carney said he has no choice but to impose a 25% tariff on some U.S. cars imported across the northern border, and he called the president's tariffs a tragedy.
They are all unjustified, unwarranted, and in our judgment, misguided.
Carney said money raised from the tariffs on U.S. goods will be going to help impacted Canadian workers and manufacturers. He expects that could be as much as $8 billion Canadian dollars, which is roughly $5.5 billion in U.S. dollars. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And the Pentagon's independent watchdog starting an investigation into the Trump administration's use of the commercial messaging app Signal. It was revealed last week that a chat about U.S. plans to strike Houthi targets accidentally included a journalist. The watchdog says it is launching a probe after a request from top senators.
Yeah, Alabama's putting a real strong move into improving their education system and trying a new method to help kids learn math. Hiring math coaches is the way to go. Lydia Hugh is in Montgomery this afternoon.
According to the nation's report card, Alabama ranked dead last among all the states before the pandemic in fourth grade math. Alabama now solidly in the middle. Alabama is actually also the only state in the nation where test scores for fourth grade math are now higher than they were before the pandemic. So what's the secret? The Alabama State Numeracy Act that passed in 2022, it requires that every school in the state hire a math coach. The math coaches and the teachers work together to develop interesting ways to teach some really core math lessons, division and fractions. They use games and puzzles, even some teaching devices like building blocks to make the lessons interesting. The kids say it's fun.
And a judge in the UK ordering President Trump to pay the legal fees of the company he sued over the so-called Steele dossier. If you don't know what that is, it's from 2022 when Trump sued the media consultant firm founded by Christopher Steele, who released a dossier on Trump months before the 2016 election. It alleged the Trump campaign had close ties to the Russian government. Last year, the London judge tossed out the case against Steele's company and today ruled that Trump has to pay $820,000 in Steele's legal fees.
Fentanyl. The deadly opioid driving the nation's high drug overdose rates is also caught up in another serious problem. It's called misinformation. I've heard this one before. False and misleading narratives on social media and have really started to ramp up here, becoming the unofficial platform informing public of policy and spending decisions. A lot of information out there has been distorted.
Absolutely. And a federal judge says he thinks the Trump administration acted in bad faith in regards to deportation flights to Venezuela. A hearing was held today over the flights ordered by President Trump under the Alien Enemies Act. The judge said there is a fair likelihood his court order temporarily blocking the deportations under the act was violated by the Trump administration. The flights were ordered to be turned around by the judge but still landed in Venezuela. The Justice Department has argued that the court order did not violate anything because the flights were already out of the U.S. airspace when it was issued.
I think we're finally getting an opportunity to put TikTok to bed here. As the TikTok ban is coming, President Trump is still trying to find somebody to buy that app. Even Brown has the latest in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
The TikTok ban is coming. Could a U.S. e-commerce giant be the new owner? President Trump delayed the ban or sell deadline for China-owned TikTok until April 5th. That's this coming Saturday. And now the New York Times reports Amazon is coming with an offer of an unknown amount. The report suggests that TikTok's parent company ByteDance is not seriously entertaining the offer by the Jeff Bezos company. But Amazon would be just the latest of American parties interested in acquiring the video-focused social media network, often criticized as a China-operated security risk and influence tool. The impending ban was signed into law by President Biden, who agreed that China's Communist Party was directing business at both ByteDance and TikTok. President Trump credits TikTok for his popularity with younger voters. Previous offers reportedly included investors led by Oracle and private equity firm Blackstone. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some business notes for you and maybe some pop culture stuff, some things that are more frivolous if there's time for it. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
The Waves and Wonders Luxury Sales Event is happening Saturday, April 12th at Marine Max Pensacola. Experience luxury like never before. Join in an unforgettable day of complimentary cocktails, a pop-up menu handcrafted by a local chef, plus exclusive pricing on the finest yachts and boats in the market. From seasoned boating enthusiasts to first-time buyers, the Waves and Wonders Luxury Sales Event at Marine Max Pensacola has something for everyone. Saturday, April 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., 1901 Cypress Street.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, Fox's Michelle Polino has details this afternoon on the latest shows coming to streaming services in this Fox Tube.
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Polino. On Netflix, Love on the Spectrum is back for season 3. The reality series follows a group of adults with autism as they explore the world of dating and search for new love. Also on the streamer, Pulse, the debut medical drama series set within a busy Miami trauma center.
Did you die?
On Prime Video, The Bondsman. In this action horror series, Kevin Bacon stars as a bounty hunter who returns to Earth from hell with a new job, rounding up escaped souls for Lucifer. Jennifer Nettles co-stars in the series.
I sat down at my desk, then everything changed.
And on Hulu and Disney Plus, the three-part docuseries from National Geographic, Oklahoma City Bombing, One Day in America, looks back at the 1995 bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, which remains the deadliest act of domestic terrorism in U.S. history. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, the main spot where we were dealing with lasting issues was going to be on Pine Forest Road. That's if you're traveling southbound towards I-10, but it does look like that is clearing out. So hopefully the roads should be rather smooth for you this evening. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 74 degrees, low of 70 tonight. There is a high surf advisory bleeding into your Friday, where the high will be 77 and the low will be 69.
Okay, the Trump administration's planning to stick by the president on his tariffs. Peter Ducey is at the White House this afternoon.
This is not a negotiation. According to the folks here, this is the president's new policy. He's wanted tariffs like this for a very, very long time, and now they are betting that things will turn around quickly. The tariffs are not going to go higher than they are because President Trump says the operation is over. The patient lived and is healing. The prognosis is that the patient will be far stronger, bigger, better, and more resilient than ever before. Make America great again. Around the world, though, various leaders are scrambling to soften the blows to their economies. And around D.C., Democrats are scratching their heads.
All righty. And President Trump firing 3 National Security Council staffers. The firings happened earlier today. The dismissals followed a meeting between President Donald Trump and conservative activist Laura Loomer, who reportedly presented opposition research on several NSC officials.
Well, just ahead of this month's tax day deadline, a new Fox News poll finds that most Americans think they're paying too much in taxes. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
The latest Fox News poll finds that 59% of voters say the taxes they're paying are too high, down from a record 64% last year. The survey also found that more voters believe rich people aren't paying enough in taxes. 45% say the wealthy aren't paying their fair share. That's up from 34% in 2019. The poll also asked voters about their frustrations surrounding income taxes and found that 26% say they're bothered by how the government spends our tax money, and 12% are bothered by the amount of taxes paid. 7% of voters were frustrated with the complexity of the tax system, as well as with people not paying at all. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Alrighty, Democratic officials suing to stop $11 billion in public health funding cuts. 23 states and the District of Columbia filed a lawsuit against the Department of Health and Human Services, asking for the cuts to be temporarily paused. They argue the administration made the cuts unlawfully without analyzing the benefits of the funding or possible consequences of removing it.
Okay, our friends to the south taking up some health initiatives here. Mexico setting up new guidelines to help stop childhood obesity and diabetes. Lisa Brady has the latest.
This is House Call for Health. A country that has one of the world's worst problems with obesity and diabetes also has new guidelines to help fight it off. Mexico officially launching a prohibition of junk food sales in its schools. Schools will now forbid any food or beverage displaying even a single black warning logo, package labeling that began in 2020, indicating the food is high in salt, sugar, calories, and fat. The country's tackling of childhood obesity and diabetes is also being watched by other world governments. UNICEF classifies Mexico's childhood obesity epidemic as an emergency. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, and this is kind of a pop culture health one in two, because it's not about just any old person's health, but it is about someone's. Country music artist Morgan Wallen claiming he avoids going to bars. He said on this past weekend with Theo Von that he hasn't stepped foot in a bar since his arrest last year in Nashville when he threw a chair off a six-story rooftop. Wallen pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor charges and has since stated that he is not proud of his previous behavior. So he's looking out for his health, trying to better himself when it comes to alcohol there.
You got it. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is setting fitness standards for members in the military, regardless of their gender. Here's Jennifer Griffith.
Military Matters.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered a 60-day review of military combat arms standards to include the physical fitness tests for those who serve in the infantry to ensure no exceptions are made for female service members. Women were allowed to serve in combat roles starting in 2015. Then Army Chief General Mark Milley ordered the fitness standards for men and women to be exactly the same. Several years later, when women were failing the fitness tests at an alarming rate, the Army, under a new chief, decided to change the standards so that women did not have to lift as much or run as fast as men competing for combat roles. In the Marines, men must complete a 1.5-mile run in 13 and a half minutes, while women have 15 minutes. There are also different push-up and pull-up requirements. The Hegseth memo mandates physical fitness requirements, quote, must be sex-neutral based solely on the operational demands of the occupation and the readiness needed to confront any adversary. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 923. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.